You're just gonna stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Kiria.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you enjoying the sun?
Yes, I am.
Oh, the last couple of days have been very beautiful.
They have been amazing. Mm. I have been stuck inside, as probably most people, but
the same, yeah.
But I'm dreaming of like the weekend where I can just run free in the sun.
Nice. That sounds great.
Yeah. You should run free in the sun too.
I will, actually. I will. I will definitely do that. We have in studio Kerry Ann Lee. How are you?
I'm good. Hi.
Very well. Talking nice about your exhibition currently on at White Space titled Foreign Correspondence.
Yes. Kerry Ann Lee, welcome very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the invitation.
I'm totally like blown away by your work. So I'm going to try and be cool. But I might not be. So for our listeners, Kerry Ann is based in Wellington and she's a mixed media artist. Her final show, which is currently on at White Space, is her final solo exhibition for 2017, features a collection of new and old works, amongst which are a series of sentimental still lifes of the domestic realm with a subject matter that crosses between cultures. Now, there's a nostalgic, soft-hued colour palette, which you use, and the presentation of these works evoke a sense of travel and transition between various places, souvenirs from both sides of the dateline. Where is your heritage? Because we know both sides of the dateline, and I know that you're from, Cantonese. Well, where exactly?
Yeah, well, it's sort of a big question.
I should have gone into what I want to talk about is the style of art. Yeah. Reminds me of.
Yeah. Okay.
It reminds me of those Korean posters, but I was looking at areas right around China and Korea, and there's quite a gap depending.
Right. So it's sort of like, where's the source?
Yeah. And I know you've grown up here. I know you're a third generation New Zealander, but the travel back and forth from the dateline and the end. Also, your work has a lot of Cantonese in it.
Thanks.
Is it Cantonese?
Well, initially, that's sort of where I was working from a lot over the years with my montage and collage works around Cantonese diaspora and the types of visual graphic ephemera that is left behind or found or recovered in these states of movement across generations and across different people.
And are you meaning that in New Zealand specifically?
Yeah, the stuff that's found in New Zealand, but also when you displace yourself from your home or go abroad, the sort of parallels and things that you find that remind you of where you come from or different places and times. So these echoes of places and times can come back time and time again through the stuff I find when I'm away and, when I'm here as well.
When you have a design background, the reason I ask this is because your work has got such, as still lifes, your work has incredibly good balance between positive and negative space, and then balance between colour, saturation and desaturation, and then textural balance as well. So, like, it's all there and it's really good. So I'm really curious as to where your background is for this, because when you were designing, how long were you designing for? What kind of design did you do?
Well, I trained as an illustrator, so a lot of the very formal pictorial elements in the works have been developed over some years through that practice. As much really conscious about my collage practice being using found imagery and text and how things can kind of come together, but at the same time they can be unhinged from the original source. And when they're brought into this virtual third space, this third pictorial space, that they can also have resonance as individual pieces and remind people of various things, so that there's this still has a sense of each element still has elements of independence within it, as much as quite naturally through bringing together disparate sources with collage and that whole process. It sort of lends itself to telling a new story, but at the same time, I want that to be as open as possible for people to step in. It's an interesting dynamic because as an illustrator, you're quite often you're working alongside a text or a narrative, or you're trying to create pictures that tell stories. But at the same time, when those stories, I'm kind of offering it to people to make their own stories up a lot. The idea of denarrativizing the image.
Absolutely, I totally see. I totally see that. Especially in your series that you've got up at White Space at the moment, where you've got these beautiful, amongst other things, there's the three, was it three or four, beautiful still lifes that are warm and almost romantic, quite almost romantic, with tokens of various things and items you've put together. And then they're on a traditional kind of scroll, kind of with the wooden weight up the top and bottom, and mounted on those travel bag materials, which really kind of pulls you in and then pushes you back, because it reminds you of, well, for me, it reminded me of the cutting reality of humanity and travel and all that sort of stuff, and the personal story versus the we are part of a giant population and everything like that. There's a rant, and now what were you trying to evoke from your audience with that kind of juxtaposition? Is it the same thing as you said, is it let them create their own story?
Yeah, I think the seed of the idea for the show, it sort of came about as you mentioned, this is the last of my shows for the year, and it's almost a spectrum of three exhibitions across the year, starting in Wellington and Porirua and in Auckland, which have been looking at the themes of displacement, but through a sort of conscious moving of across different locations, working in lots of different places across the year. And that sense of memento is there, the idea of the travel souvenir, but as much it sort of it pokes at that vernacular. I work a lot with found imagery, touristic imagery. The idea of the Chinese suitcases, the sort of plastic tartan, which is very ephemeral, but how one can kind of claim that and present it in a way which also acknowledges a lot of the formal conventions of it, like a traditional Chinese scroll. But I like the idea of creating work that, well, that particular series of six banner works, that they could be pieces that are quite hardy. They're very hardy. You can just roll them up and throw them in a suitcase and bring it out. And there's that idea of, just stuff that is actually quite functional.
I really love that about your work as well, is the materials you use. So you've got the really hardy travels. I didn't know that they were Chinese. I just thought that they were everywhere, but whatever.
It is kind of open for that,
but
too.
But totally identifiable with travel and moving massive amounts of stuff, and you don't want suitcase weight, and we all know that they're really strong and all that sort of stuff. and then you've got the prints, these beautiful prints with beautiful textures, and that's printed on a billboard kind of surface, isn't it? So really hardy. Yeah, that's it. Advertising board. So with those hanging still lifes, so the three exhibition solo shows you've had this year, which are connected, they weren't all at White Space? They were?
There was, currently also on is Fruits in the Backwater, which is at Pataka Museum in Porirua.
Yeah.
And in a similar way, it has pictorial montage light boxes, large-scale light boxes, and a large hanging installation. So different materials, different scale, but the idea of things that are bright and draw people in, but then at the same time with the mobiles, I'm really quite fond of the idea of being able to see and get a different sense of the work every angle. Like even a 1 degree angle, you get a whole different vista. So part of the Fruits in the Backwater, there was also a publication which had a viewfinder, and it says this is a power tool. So it's the idea of being able to look and, I guess, almost like curate your own version of what you are seeing through whichever angle. It encourages seeing. It's almost like we talked about being fans of music, and since I've been up in Auckland, I've been privileged to be able to go to a few really good live shows recently at Whammy.
Yeah.
Yay, Whammy.
Shout out Whammy.
Yeah, and just just about the joys of listening to music. And also for me, I think it's the joys of looking at work and looking at pictorial work. You get getting this kind of eyeful and an appreciation of work in situ. And especially with, I guess, in parallel to online, now that we've got a world on Instagram, people are consuming images so voraciously, that it's a whole different sense of appreciation, visual appreciation through experiencing live art in situ in a gallery, the way that the artist intended, to the scale, to the media, all those things, which is bringing that back in real life.
Yeah, and you that's really fantastic explanation. Talk about brilliant. Yes. See, I'm making a dick of myself because I'm so in awe of you, but your work translates very well in the flesh. It's delicious, but online it totally pops as well. I think that's why I'm really loving collages at the moment, just because it's just so rich and full of so many things all at once. And I'm a real visual, I love the colour, and I can see that you've just got that, you've got it, you've got your textures, and there's humour and there's wit in the materials. You've got carnations in some of your works, and also, just before we finish up, I just wanted to say you're also a maker of zines.
Yes.
Can you tell us tell us about some of your zines?
Oh, well, in parallel to the visual work I make, I've been making publications for a long time, a few decades in fact, and I was very privileged to be able to revive my zine distro, Red Letter, for those who know out there, for the Mexico City Publishing Symposium called Replica, which was late last month. So I went back over. It was my second time as an invited guest, international guest, and I brought over a giant suitcase full of New Zealand art publications, zines, comics, anarchist pamphlets, just like the stuff I could find that was related to anarchist independent art design publishing. Related to Aotearoa New Zealand. Yep. Really good spread of stuff. We had works from Ant Sang, Toby Morris, Rebecca Taborg, just thinking of friends here in the city, and Split Fountain, Physics Room, Enjoy, artists up and down the country through the different design schools and art schools. And it was so well received. People just loved it over there. It was like, wow, this is what happens in New Zealand? Like, yeah, this is cool. And it just was such a good reception. So I make my own publications, but I also, when I have time, and I guess with the distro now being an occasional distro, try and support independent publishing as much as possible, just really champion it, like, because there's some really awesome stuff, but it's a bit harder to kind of get out.
Yeah, it's hard to spread, eh?
Yeah.
And some people are good at it and some people aren't so good at spreading.
And in a way that's sort of, real. Like, it's being not so online, I like the fact that it's a live thing and you can have conversations with people and have the publication as a conduit. So that was really cool. So it, for me, a lot, it's to do with correspondence, it's to do with networking, it's to do with connections. And I'm still friends with a lot of people who I've been sharing and swapping and distributing zines for over that whole time. So it's a real, dear thing.
Mm. Yeah, I do you know Remote Photo Books? It's like it.
I've heard of it.
She goes over. One thing I found when I went overseas is that people are really, really, really curious about New Zealand art, which is interesting and great.
Definitely. Yeah, and also that caveat when it's just like yourself or a couple of your crew or friends rapping, it's like, well, keep in mind this is only like one perspective as well. Like if somebody else did the same thing, they'd have a whole different curation of works. And it's it's a really cool thing to say, well, it's not a definitive aspect, this is like just a sample of your own kind of your own stuff that you love. So it's great.
Awesome.
All right, we've got to wrap it up, but thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I love your work. I'm sorry I've given such a terrible interview. It's because okay. I'm like, she's just so cool.
That's all right. I don't usually talk into a microphone.
No, you're fantastic. Like, my nose. You owned it. You saved me. Hey, just quickly, thanks. do you know David LaChapelle's work? You must love his still life.
Yeah, beautiful.
I thought, she's going to like that. I love his stuff too. Okay, so if you want to go and check out Kerry and Lee's work, it's currently on at White Space under the title Foreign Correspondence. It's on until the 23rd of December, which is, I think, is the last show on there for the year. 12 Crummer Road in Auckland. Go to whitespace.co.nz for more info on that.
Awesome. Thank you for so much, Kerry.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touche.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.